This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Years ago, when I was based on the Paramount Studios lot, we used to order takeout lunch maybe twice a week from the old city restaurant on La Brea. It's not there anymore, but I can still remember every item on the lunch menu. See, it's hard to overstate how important lunch is when you're in production. It's a little pause in the stressed-out, short-tempered day, a little treat. It's a time when you can flip idly through the trades, return phone calls, share objectionable jokes with your colleagues. Now the good restaurants understand this, so they pack up their salads and sandwiches in white cardboard boxes with flaps and a sticker closure that makes the process of unpacking your lunch a lot like unwrapping a present. So the studio is concerned about the cost overruns, and the director has called from the stage to say that the C scene doesn't work, and the network isn't saying anything about the 25% drop in ratings from your lead-in. But hey, look, presents. A club sandwich wrapped up like a Japanese paper swan, and a mini container of cucumber salad. Everything's going to be all right. Now, for most of us television writers, that's what lunch is. For everybody else in town, lunch is business. Lunch is Arnold Palmer, small talk, the primaries, entree salad, gossip, no dessert, thanks, coffee, and then a pause, a silence, and down to business. Everything important, everything that needs to be discussed always happens at the end of the meal, and sometimes even after that, during the awkward wait for the valet to bring the cars. I think, but cannot prove, that I actually saw a small talent agency getting bought by a larger talent agency outside Orso on 3rd Street. The guys were talking intensely, quietly. One stopped and looked at the other expectantly. The other one was silent for a moment, and then just as the valet drove up with his car, so that was the pressure to make the decision. Cars backed up on 3rd, people waiting, the valet standing by the open door. Finally, the guy shrugged, held out his hand, and they shook. Done deal. This is just another version of the entertainment industry maxim that states that any contractual agreement can only be settled at the last legal minute at 7:30 p.m. on Friday. Now, the owners of the old city restaurant now own a place downtown called Ciudad. It's a different menu, but every so often they recreate the old city restaurant menu, and last week was one of those times. I sat and ate the things I used to eat more than 10 years ago, this time on actual plates with knives and forks made out of metal. And of course it was good, but it wasn't, you know, the same. It wasn't a break in a busy day. I wasn't drinking a Diet Coke out of a can. Somebody didn't come by and unceremoniously toss the empty containers into a plastic garbage bag and tell me that the run-through was in 5 minutes. But on the other hand, it was a civilized meal. There were fun people at the table, and we didn't talk business, and no one told any objectionable jokes, and no one sold or bought a small talent agency. But City Restaurant was famous for its cupcakes. This was way before the cupcake craze of 07, and that night they had them on the menu, so I ordered 4 to go, and each one was individually boxed in a paper carton like a Japanese origami swan, and when I got home, I put them in the refrigerator, and they're still there, all stacked up like little white cardboard gifts. Because, you know, it's pilot season, and at some point in the next few weeks, I'm going to need a present. Well, that's all for this week. Next week, new media, the budget choice. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.